As I was looking through clips of this past week, it became increasingly clear why Trump delayed the Iran strikes by 2 weeks. Hell, he accidentally admitted it in a clip that I'm about to play, and it wasn't because of some strategy he has. It wasn't diplomacy. In fact, we know that he constantly delays things by 2 weeks. 2 weeks, 2 weeks, until they become indefinitely delayed and never end up happening, like his big healthcare plan that will never ever happen. So when he delayed the Iran strikes by 2 weeks, everybody rolled their eyes. But it gets even worse. It wasn't some masterclass in diplomacy. It's because he wanted to golf. Genuinely, Trump has been complaining that he hasn't been able to golf because of the Iran war that broke out, and we have it on clip. First, let me lay the groundwork by showing you Trump is constantly promising 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks.
You know, in about 2 weeks.
Is Ukraine doing enough to get this?
I'd rather tell you in about 2 weeks from now.
Keep saying 2 weeks about President Putin. What is 2 weeks? Give us, what is the actual date? What is the timeline?
Two weeks or less, and if it's a little more at the time, I say, but, you know, they're losing a lot of people.
See those little dates up at the top, April 27th, May 19th. Today is May 28th.
And they're being charitable here. We can go back to Trump's first term, and he was promising things in 2 weeks that haven't happened like 7 years later. This dude is honestly a master of just delaying. Delaying and never doing anything. Overpromising, never delivering, and tricking his most loyal supporters. He's always kicking the can down the road, especially when it comes to the Middle East. And that's why I want to talk about Trump using this Iran strike deadline to get back on the golf course after moaning about not being able to play golf enough. So, you know, a few days ago, Trump dipped out of the G7 and said that everyone needs to evacuate Tehran. Now, as Vlad Vexler points out, one of my favorite YouTubers, this is a sick and twisted form of malignant narcissism. Trump gets narcissistic supply from causing distress among other people, not him, other people that he can't really relate to. When he puts other people in distress and is able to see that his words have power, he gets like a narcissistic ego boost. So off the back of that, he came back to the United States and began to take a very vague position. Not a decisive or strong position one way or the other. It'd probably be better just to take a strong position one way or the other, even if we disagree. But no, he's been doing this week. Indecisive thing where he says, I may strike, I may not, we don't exactly know. In Washington this week, President Trump appeared eager to stress the urgency of a possible military operation against Iran, even as the deadline he invoked coincided with news of his return to the golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey. With geopolitical tensions whipping up across the Middle East, Trump left the G7 summit early after saying people should immediately evacuate. When pressed about whether the U.S. would act, Trump stayed deliberately vague. I may do it. I may not do it. Nobody knows what I want to do. Just a day later, he's expected to receive a National Security Council briefing in the White House, signaling that a decision could follow swiftly. But despite this escalating rhetoric, Trump began to lament to reporters that he's been off the golf course 3 or 4 weeks, claiming this war has disrupted his routine of winning 35 club championships. He then says to the reporter, it's time to get out there. I haven't been able to golf. It's time to get out there. Can I also please point out the major hypocrisy here? Because on this same day, Trump tweeted out, quote, too many non-working holidays in America. And he was referring to Juneteenth because he tweeted this on June 19th. This says, too many non-working holidays in America. It is costing our country billions of dollars to keep all of these businesses closed. The workers don't want it either. Soon, we'll end up having a holiday for every once working day of the year. It must change if we're going to make America great again. But let's be real. Let's just be real for a second. Almost every other country across the planet, or any country in the G7 that is comparable to the United States, has way more vacation days. You can't say that this is costing the country billions in lost productivity while you're also talking about how you wish you were on the golf course golfing more. This dude golfs more than any other president in history, and he's complaining about non-working holidays while a war breaks out. I mean, yeah, if America is known for one thing, it's for not working its workers or its population enough. Obviously, I say that sarcastically. America is one of the most overworked countries in the developed world. We have fewer federal holidays, less paid time off, and more burnout than almost any of our peer nations like France, Germany, Canada. they give workers more guaranteed time to rest and recover. And it's not like a utopia in Canada, Germany, or France. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it's better than whatever the U.S. is offering right now to its workers. So the irony of Trump talking about non-working holidays, I mean, come on. He's just mad that it's Juneteenth and he wants to talk about Juneteenth without actually talking about it. June 19th was the day that General Gordon Granger arrived to say the slaves are freed. So yeah, I'm sorry, Trump, if you don't like June 19th. Look at the top reply. You lost me here. Americans are already overworked and in many cases underpaid. Someone says, maybe you should consider the fact that American workforce is not taken care of. We are tired of 60 to 80 hours a week. We are tired of raising our children in dual income homes. Yeah, dude, if you want to return to what you call the golden age of America or making America great again, then maybe you shouldn't be overworking and underpaying workers en masse. Here's Trump complaining about not being able to golf due to the war.
When you find time in your schedule.
35 club championships. You all know that.
I know that.
35 club championships. I haven't hit a ball in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I don't know.
Poor you. You haven't hit a ball in 3 to 4 weeks. I'm sorry that a Middle Eastern war that you caused has disrupted your golf schedule.
It's time to get out there.
It's time to get a little busy. Would you rather have me be doing what I'm doing? I think,
of course.
In the end. See the way they have that hoisted, it's great. Because if you lift it up from one, you have to lift it from the bottom, but you have to get it there. But if you lifted it from without that, the whole thing would split.
What's this dude yapping about? So today he is golfing in Bedminster, New Jersey at his golf club. He decided that he wants to take a break from the war. He gave himself a 2-week delay, and there is a very real chance that the 2-week delay was caused 90% by the fact that he wants to golf, 10% by the fact that he doesn't really know what to do without completely splitting up his fan base. So, you know, as I was looking back at this clip, I realized, wait a minute, he's golfing today. He did the 2-week delay just yesterday after lamenting and complaining that he wants to get back out on the field, and now he's back out on the field. So when he's kicking the can down the road, he's literally doing it because he's golfing. He also says something to Brian Glenn here to the effect of, he says, wouldn't you rather me have me doing this? Honestly, no. Maybe you should golf more. I don't really want you sticking your head in every single negotiation across the planet. It seems kind of risky having this madman in every negotiation. And by the way, Brian Glenn, the reporter on the right, Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend, this is someone who I've debated in the past. His outfit is kind of odd. Is he wearing the tan suit with the red tie? Looks like he is. But I've debated this guy in the past at one of Trump's rallies. He's an absolute clown. He asked Zelensky offensive questions. He asks Trump stupidly offensive questions. Like, it offends my intelligence. But the fact that Trump is currently delaying any substantive decision-making about the strikes, I'm not saying I want the strikes to happen. Trust me, that's not the point I'm making. I'm just saying Trump is delaying any substantive decision-making because his preference is to golf day in and day out. And he complains about it openly. That's his tell. When he says on camera, I wish I could be golfing more 3 or 4 weeks, but I haven't been able to. I've been doing this for the past 3 or 4 weeks. Brother. Absolutely insane. According to CBS News, Trump is heading to the New Jersey course on Friday. He will receive an intelligence briefing before leaving, then again at the White House on Saturday, with him returning to the course after buying time by setting a 2-week deadline to decide on strikes on Iran. Critics have questioned Trump's boasts of 35 club championships. Some people said that's 100% a lie. Trump has said in some clips that it's actually like 33. Then he says 38. We really don't know. And really quickly, this is important. I'm sure you've heard the phrase flooding the zone. One of Trump's top strategists coined it, and he said, if you overwhelm people with so much chaos, so many stories, they don't really know where to look. You can see that with Trump's corruption on a daily basis. That's why we are relentlessly staying on top of their lies. Most outlets can't, but you know who can? Ground News. I use Ground News. I lean on them to tell me the bias ratings of who owns what stories are getting buried, what stories are being ignored by a certain side. Left, right, center, it's all laid out. They tell you the bias of each publication, and even the blind spot feed alone makes a subscription worth it. The blind spot feed tells you exactly what your bubble is missing, which is very, very useful, in my opinion. You got to know your blind spots. So here's what you can do. You can click on the first link in the description or go to ground.news/AM. Either way, the top link in the description or ground.news/AM will offer you 40% off their best features, their best plan, the one that I use. Again, Top link in the description gives you 40% off. I want to give a huge shout out to Ground News. They allow these videos to be possible, and I want to give a huge shout out to you guys. Thank you all. First link in the description, and peace out.